school to keep the law broken.
I see. Yeah. I'm going to put this up behind you. I think there's a little breeze blowing, and this might...
You asked me how come that I knew the county court clerk. Well, he lives right down the road here at the schoolhouse.
Oh.
And he married a cousin, second cousin of mine, Walter. Well, everybody in the county knows Walter, and he knows everybody else.
But he lives...
He lives right down the road, across the creek from the schoolhouse down there.
How do you know Isaac...
Well... Did I say I didn't know him? If I did,
he knows you.
I'm not sure.
Well,
I know.
He knows you. I just wondered if you were younger, if you went over to Shady Valley much.
The only when I was telling you about working in the government surveying crew, and I spent quite a little time in Shady Valley then. But that was 1912.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed at Blevins's and Cole's and. A lot of different places over that border. But now, I just don't seem to get it.
Are you, is one of your ancestors named?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe you're related to him.
I don't think I'm any related to over there.
Well, that's a different
name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Were there any in around Laurel Bloomery?
One of the that married a cousin of mine, and he's from Shady and lives over here in the sugar. Well, he lives right close to the Virginia line over on the other side of Sugar Creek a little.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Blevins.
I see. Mr. was telling me about how things were in the when his father was growing up. He said that I guess it would be his aunt, his father's sister, got measles. And she was teaching school up here somewhere, and she got measles, and he didn't even know about it, and she died. That was, you know, I guess around 1840 or something like that. He said that there was no way of communicating, you know. So I was just kind of wondering if you had much, if there was much contact between, now there was no train or anything to Shady ever.
No. Oh, yes, at one time, from Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
Train went up there. About, I believe it was the railroad was built about 1906. It was after timber, though, altogether. And when the timber about 1920, it was torn up. Mm-hmm.
Now, was that is that road from Damascus to Shady? That doesn't have to go through any mountains, or does it?
Well, it goes up between two mountains. So like mm-hmm. Sothers Creek,
mm-hmm.
Beaver Creek. Mm-hmm. Over Beaver Creek,
mm-hmm.
right along the creek, between the mountains.
I see. But that doesn't, that road isn't as...
It's not crooked like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just across the mountain. Mm-hmm.
You go right up to go to Shady from Mountain City, then you could drive up to Damascus and then back down.
That's right.
A lot of people go that way?
Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than taking 421 or that.
Well, if they come to Mountain City, I have an idea they come across the mountain.
Mm-hmm. I've never thought about that.
The Shady people, they do a lot of their trading, merchandising, buying at Damascus. So they a lot of travel on that road.
How far is it from Shady to Damascus?
I guess 7-8 miles. I'm not sure just that.
What were those railroads like? What kind of trains were they?
Well, they pulled a passenger car and also logs and freight.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they hauled lumber out of those. And that was the main part of that.
Were those narrow gauge?